Hi, this is Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band, and I'd like to wish all of you happy holiday seasons and a happy new year.
And now on the weekly Top 30, Christmas music from the King of Rock and Roll.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. I'll be home for Christmas. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see the light. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus' lane.
Over the past 24 years, the late Elvis Presley has had 67 million selling singles, 31 gold albums, and 14 number one records. More chart-topping hits than any other solo performer in the history of rock music. During the course of his legendary career, he recorded three Christmas albums. From the gold LP simply titled Elvis's Christmas Album, this is Blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Anne Murray wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And now on the weekly Top 30, a brother and sister duo who recorded an all-time Christmas favorite. Karen and Richard Carpenter first performed together in 1965 in a group they formed with a friend. The Carpenter Trio won first place in the 1966 Hollywood Bowl Battle of the Bands contest, but broke up a short time later. Then Karen and Richard performed for a while with the group Spectrum before going out on their own in 1967 as the Carpenters. Over the years, they've released 10 albums and had 17 top 30 hits. And this is their most popular Christmas record, Merry Christmas, Darling.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Christmas, darling.
Bong, 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 bong. Merry, merry, merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Michael Jackson saying season's greetings to all.
And now on the weekly Top 30, the legendary performer of one of the most popular Christmas songs of all time. Born in Montgomery, Alabama, and raised in Chicago, Illinois, Nathaniel Adams Cole began playing the piano when he was just 4 years old. He formed his first group when he was still in high school, and a few years later, the famous King Cole Trio was born. In 1942, Nat became one of the first artists to sign with Capitol Records, and over the next 23 years, he recorded nearly 700 songs and gained a reputation as an international star. Nat King Cole released The Christmas Song in 1946, and since then, it's become one of the biggest-selling Christmas records ever. Co-writer Mel Torme remembered how the song came about.
On one of the hottest July days I can recall in Toluca Lake, California, back in 1945, I drove out to the valley to see my songwriting partner, Bob Wells. We were a songwriting team at the time. Walked into the house, Bob was nowhere to be seen, but on the piano was a writing pad, and on the writing pad were four lines. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. But when Bob finally came down, I asked him what it all meant, and he said it was so hot today, candidly, that I thought I'd sit down and write something that would cool me off. I laughed, but I didn't laugh about 20 minutes or 25 minutes later, because by that time, the complete song, as a total collaboration, had been written between us. And that's how The Christmas Song came to be.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole on the Weekly Top 30.
Ring-ding-a-ding-a-ring-ding-a-ding-a, Merry Christmas.
Hi there, this is Cliff Richard, and it's Christmas time, so may I take the opportunity of wishing you all a fantastic Christmas, and also may you have a happy and successful 1980. See you soon, I hope.
Merry Christmas.
And now on the Weekly Top 30, another of the biggest-selling Christmas records of all time. Bobby Helms, the performer of the song, began writing, singing, and playing guitar when he was in grade school. And he made an appearance at the Grand Ole Opry when he was just 17 years old. During the 50s, he had 5 top 30 country hits, including 2 number one records, and 2 top 30 pop hits, including Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
Hello, this is the captain.
And this is Tony Tennille, wishing you all a very happy holiday season.
This is Mark Elliott. Thanks for listening, and Merry Christmas.